Slide 1. This lecture covers the concepts of clinical workflow. Slide 2. The topics covered in this second lecture of Unit 1 of the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component include important characteristics of the clinical setting and clinical workflow, common healthcare processes, clinical workflow, and a summary of what a process analysis and redesign specialist does. Slide 3. To reiterate, the role of the healthcare workflow analysis and redesign specialist is one of 12 roles defined by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT as critical to achieving meaningful use of health information technology and electronic health records. The description, expected background, and competencies for the role are provided in a supplemental handout sheet. Slide 4. The mission of this role is to support the IOM's aims defined in Crossing the Quality Chasm. As mentioned in the lecture, they are: care should be safe, as safe for patients in their healthcare facilities as in their homes. The science and evidence behind healthcare should be applied and served as the standard in the delivery of care. Care and service should be cost-effective, and waste should be removed from the system. Patients should experience no waits or delays in receiving service. The system of care should revolve around the patient, respect patient preferences, and put the patient in control. And unequal treatment should be a fact of the past. Disparities in care should be eradicated. Again, increasing the quality of care is our goal. Implementing technology is a way to achieve this goal. Slide 5. A workflow is a process. It includes activities, entities, people or things that take part in the activities, and criteria that specify the order of the steps. Slide 6. Workflow includes the activities in clinical care listed here, which can be categorized as assessment, diagnostic testing, diagnosis, treatment, monitoring, education, documentation, consultations, and referrals. Slide 7. Workflow also includes administrative activities that are necessary for care. They can be categorized as scheduling, transportation, documentation, billing, food service, laundry, and maintaining an inventory of supplies. Slide 8. Single activities, also called tasks or steps, are grouped together, grouped activities, into processes. Some examples of activities grouped into small processes include patient admission, surgery, collecting lab specimens, etc. The point is that steps in a process can be thought of in groups of smaller steps or as individual steps. The detail level at which one thinks about clinical workflow depends on the detail level that is needed. For example, a professor teaching a new procedure to a resident will describe each single step. However, the medical assistant scheduling the procedure for a patient will think of the procedure as one step, the procedure. Slide 9. There are several roles that are common to many healthcare practices. These include providers, which can be physicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, and nurses, phlebotomists, medical assistants, billing coordinators, and receptionists. While the providers are licensed professionals, there can be overlap in the roles. For example, the nurse may weigh the patient and take vital signs and a history, or these tasks may be performed by a medical assistant. Patient education may be provided by any of the providers. Any of the providers or a phlebotomist may draw blood for lab tests. Thus, when analyzing workflow, the role that performs a task must be clear. Clinics that perform outpatient procedures and hospitals tend to have more complex processes that involve even more roles. Slide 10. Where tasks are performed can be important. The physical layout of a clinic can impact workflow. For example, can the patients be weighed on the way to the exam room, or must they go past the exam room, get weighed, then come back? If patients must walk down the hallway, do they pass other patients or pass procedure rooms? Do patients have to walk past exam rooms or back through the waiting room to leave the clinic? are printers and copiers located conveniently for clinic staff who need them. While changes in the physical layout of a clinic may not be feasible as part of process redesign, layout and its impact on physical workflow must be taken into account. Slide 11. Healthcare is an information-intensive endeavor, and information needs are an important part of workflow. For example, providers are required to reconcile the information they have about medications a patient is taking. This requires that the patient knows what medications he takes, and that the provider can both access the records of medications that the patient is on, as well as be able to update that list. Could this process be improved by providing the patient information before their visit? For example, a blank form, or a form with the medications that the doctor has on record. Slide 12. When working in a clinical setting, it is important to remember three things. You will be working within a system of experts. Physicians and physician extenders are ultimately ethically, morally, and legally responsible for everything that happens to a patient. Physicians have taken an oath to, above all, do no harm. Patient care involves teams of people. And patterns of fundamental clinical routines are the product of years and decades of evolution. This evolution involves complex interactions between members of the healthcare team, technology, information, external forces, and organizational factors. Sometimes the result of this evolution is a process that operates optimally. Other times, processes are the relic of compromises or constraints that are no longer important. Only careful analysis can differentiate the two. Slide 13. Healthcare is complex. Medical workflows vary from practice to practice, involve multiple people and organizations. Thus, there are many opportunities for delays and variability. Must take patient preference into account. Have many interruptions. Have many options and exceptions. Have overlapping roles and responsibilities. And involve humans and organizations. Because of the need to contain costs, healthcare today is subject to considerable time and resource pressure. This slide provides links to short videos about the complexity in healthcare today. Pause the slides now and watch the videos. They are 1 and 2 minutes in length. Slide 14. There are many factors that differentiate healthcare from other industries. One looms larger than all the rest. Healthcare is about life and death. Care, including preventative care, directly impacts an individual's health and wellness. Many decisions and actions taken in the course of healthcare involve intervening with someone's body or mind. Things that impact the care process directly impact patients. Problems, errors, and delays are not just aggravating, inefficient, or even infuriating. Problems, errors, and delays can kill people. Slide 15. To participate in improving processes in the clinical setting, we must first understand them. Pause the slides and view the three videos. As you watch the videos, make a list of the processes that the doctor in the video mentions. Each of these processes is a common process in primary care. Restart the slides after you view the videos. Pause the slides and watch the videos now. Slide 16. Common processes in physician practices include appointment scheduling, new patient intake, existing patient intake, exam and patient assessment, ordering labs and receiving and communicating results, prescriptions, referrals both out and in, diagnostic testing, and billing. The path and steps by which these processes occur is called clinical workflow. In the next slide, we will pick an example process and talk through the workflow. A separate unit covers common clinical processes in greater depth. The information here is just an introduction to make the concept of a clinical process more concrete by example. Slide 17. Your course materials include a written scenario about lab tests ordering. Read the scenario. As you read it, write down or highlight the following things. activities or steps in the process and their order, roles or people that take part in the process, where the steps are performed, choices or decisions, and information needs. After you do this, restart the slides and we will talk through the results. Pause the slides now. Slide 18. We will go over the list of activities first. Patient arrives. Patient checks in. Patient pays copay. Patient called back to exam room. Nurse asks reason for visit. Nurse takes vital signs. Nurse locates electronic chart. Nurse confirms medications. Patient removes shoe and sock. Doctor examines patient. And doctor makes working diagnosis. Slide 19. Doctor describes treatment options and requirements. Patient chooses course of action. Doctor orders lab tests. Nurse obtains lab supplies. Nurse completes lab requisition form. Nurse labels tubes. Nurse draws blood. Nurse immediately centrifuges and refrigerates samples. Nurse provides patient education. And courier picks tubes up and takes to lab. You may have left off, for example, the activity of patient arrives, or making a copay may not be germane to ordering lab tests. Some people might not include activities that are not relevant to the process of interest, and that's okay, and often necessary to focus attention on the main activities. If you missed some activities, read back through the scenario. Slide 20. The locations include the reception area, exam room, and phlebotomy room, and the roles include the patient, receptionist, nurse, doctor, and courier. Slide 21. The choices and decisions included making a working diagnosis, the doctor, patient preparation for doctor, the nurse decides what clothing needs to be removed based on chief complaint, which treatment option, patient decision, required tests, determined for each treatment option by clinical guidelines, and what tests or treatments to order and when, doctor based on clinical guidelines. Like activities, you may elect to include or exclude some decisions. For example, if you are interested in physical process steps, you might exclude mental decisions that do not impact physical actions. Or if you are only interested in how information flows, you might exclude physical steps that do not impact information and decisions. Slide 22. The information needs in the scenario include copay amount, existing medications for medication reconciliation, treatment options for working diagnosis, required tests, follow-up for treatment options, and patient and provider identifiers for lab test requisition. This concludes this exercise with the lab tests ordering scenario. If you missed any items, go back through the scenario and make sure you understand why. The ability to identify activities, roles, locations, decisions, and information needs is critical to process analysis. This skill must be mastered prior to the next unit. Your instructor may provide additional scenarios and practice exercises with them so that you can practice analyzing clinical scenarios in this way. Slide 23. Most people are not accustomed to thinking of what they do every day in terms of workflow. That is why we need people trained as process analysts to facilitate this process and to help practices accurately describe and analyze their processes. Several terms used in healthcare that may be confused with workflow or process analysis are regimented care, clinical pathways, clinical guidelines, and accreditation and audit. On your own, look each of these terms up and think about the similarities and differences with process analysis. Slide 24. Workflow changes in the clinical setting must first do no harm, and secondly, must improve the following processes: increase efficiency, decrease delays, errors, and cost, increase quality and safety, improve the work environment, improve ability to care for patients, and create a better overall patient experience. Slide 25. In summary, the purpose of clinical process redesign is to improve the safety, efficiency, and overall quality of healthcare. Meaningful use of health IT can help do this. The workflow analysis and redesign specialist role helps practices improve the safety, efficiency, and overall quality of care by leveraging health IT. The workflow analysis and redesign specialist role documents context and process so that it can be analyzed. Analyzes process. Recommends redesign options, including opportunities to leverage health IT. Works with practices to implement redesigned processes, and evaluates, adjusts, and maintains changes. The specialist may do these things themselves or may teach groups of practices and facilitate groups to do the analysis and redesign themselves. Slide 26. This reference was used in this unit.